easy to remember. I can't wait to see that because I saw the stage musical and it was just fantastic. I saw part one, fantastic. All right, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Hold on the line, Brett. Don't go anywhere. He's here every Friday to talk movies. Right now, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Reactions poured in from the late-night talk show crowd a day after ABC pulled the plug on Jimmy Kimmel indefinitely over those remarks he made about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Jon Stewart hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central, owned by CBS parent company Skydance.
We have another fun, hilarious administration compliant show
with compliant monologues like Jimmy Fallon's on NBC's Tonight Show.
President Trump just wrapped up his 3-day trip to the UK and he
looked incredibly handsome.
Stephen Colbert on CBS made sure.
We still on the air?
After FCC Chair Brendan Carr told Fox yesterday,
I think the consequences are going to continue to flow.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Police in Washington State believe they may have found the remains of the fugitive father accused of killing his 3 young daughters. Cairo TV's Samantha Lomibau from Leavenworth, Washington.
The Chelan County Sheriff says they found items they believe belonged to Travis Deckard next to those remains just about 16 miles west of where we are now on a remote area of Grindstone Mountain. The sheriff says there's still DNA testing to be done to confirm this is Travis Deckard.
The former Army soldier and his children went missing in May. The girls' bodies found 3 days later. Health Secretary Kennedy's handpicked CDC vaccine advisory panel has voted to stop recommending the combined MMR and chickenpox vaccines be administered at the same time for children under 4. CBS's Mark Strassman from Atlanta.
The majority in the committee said the combined vaccine carries a small risk for seizures caused by a fever in that age group. But doctors argue they are rare and usually harmless.
The panel meets again this hour to decide on whether to make changes to recommendations involving the hepatitis B shot for infants and on COVID vaccines for everyone. Texas A&M President Mark Welsh is resigning today amid the backlash over a gender identity lesson.
I just have a question because I'm not entirely sure this is legal to be teaching because according to our president, there's only 2 genders.
That from a video circulating on social media showing a student questioning a professor about the curriculum in a literature class. One of the greatest pitchers of his generation, the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw, says he'll retire at the end of the season. This fan gets it.
Having been born and raised in LA, it's like that's a very like LA or like ride or die thing to do is start off as a Dodger and end as a Dodger. And I think a lot of LA fans are really happy about that.
Kershaw's final home start will be tonight at Dodger Stadium. Dow futures down 3. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. High waves and dangerous currents are expected on Lake Michigan from tonight through tomorrow afternoon. The alert covers Racine, Milwaukee, and communities to the north. Kenosha County's not included in the warning. Kenosha police are investigating after a man was found badly injured at the Kenosha Metro station early yesterday. He was flown to the hospital and is expected to survive. We're working on learning more about what exactly happened. Microsoft will open their first Racine County data center early next year, featuring what they call the world's most powerful supercomputer. The now $7 billion Racine County project will create 400 permanent jobs. Racine native and singer Leimani Segura has joined the cast of Camp Rock 3. That's a movie filming in Vancouver featuring the Jonas Brothers. The 16-year-old has been singing locally since she was little, performing the Star Spangled Banner at several sporting events in Milwaukee. And Racine hosts its final Island Park Beer Garden tonight. Tomorrow, it's the free party on the Pavement Festival. Now in its 22nd year, the Party on the Pavement spans 12 blocks downtown with music, food, and more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A close call for Kraft.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room, so I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now, so there's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents, and yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to wrap up the work week with partly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms becoming likely as the night goes on, especially after midnight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Scan, 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 no chit-chat. Scan, 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 no chit-chat. Matter of fact, if you're a customer at Walgreens and you get to the front of the line, no chit-chat from you either. You can talk to the cashier, but business conversation only. This goes mostly for you old guys, okay? I know that's the highlight of your day, sir. I know you've been waiting to get in there all morning and chat it up with the cashier, but we don't want to hear it, right? You think we're going to get any rain tonight, literally? Shut up, old man. Shut up, we're not retired back here. Just get to your business talk. We know you have business talk because there's never been one old guy that got to the front of the line at Walgreens and did not have some sort of a price discrepancy. Every time. $1.25 for a Snicker bar. The circular said 18 cents. The circular? The circular from 1756 might have said that price, sir.
Shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman. I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. C'est bon.
Stan Peters, Sweet City Woman. It's 8:11 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 75. Right now, sunny, 69 degrees. A beautiful morning at Radio Park. And don't forget, our next multi-state text to win contest starts Monday on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes. Wow. And also go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. You'll need the Civic Media app to play. It's free. Just download it at WRJN.com. And then listen for the keywords starting Monday, 7 o'clock hour, right here in the morning. And it's throughout the day, but my turn is 7 in the 7 o'clock hour. So don't miss it at WRJN, all right? Whoa, starts Monday already. That's coming up real soon. Hey, 41% of Americans have hit peak stress and say they're more stressed now than at any other point this year. The top things stressing us out include money, family, and politics. But the good news is our number one strategy for dealing with it is something we at WRJN can help you with. Listening to music. You're welcome.
I'll say. Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
nighty night night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Grow it, show it. Fleas in my hair, a home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees, a nest for birds. There ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, matty, oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, steaming.
Short.
Cal Sills from the Broadway musical Hair. Also the movie musical Hair as well. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:18 on a Friday. Looking for sunshine all day today with a high near 75. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Just a chance. Lows tonight 64, in the mid-70s over the weekend. Right now it's sunny, 69 degrees here at Radio Park. Going for a job interview? Pay attention. What's the most boneheaded mistake people are making in job interviews? The CEO of a hiring platform says it's common now for people to show up to job interviews knowing absolutely nothing about the job they're applying for. Her top advice is at least Google the company before you arrive and find out what they're doing. Coming up now, here's Pete and the Beat at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new season of Saturday Night Live is just around the corner, and the show has announced guest hosts for the first three episodes of season 51. The new season premieres October 4 and will feature Bad Bunny as the show's host. This will be Bad Bunny's first time hosting, although he's appeared previously as a musical guest. The musical guest on October 4th will be Doja Cat. Week 2 will feature SNL alum Amy Poehler on October 11th. She will be joined by musical guest role model. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member from 2001 to 2011. Radio 8 and a former Weekend Update anchor. This will be her second solo stint as a host on the show. She previously hosted with Tina Fey in 2015 and hosted solo in 2010. Sabrina Carpenter will pull double duty as both host and musical guest on October 18th. Her album Man's Best Friend just debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 in August. She's been a musical guest, but this will be Carpenter's hosting debut. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Yo no soy mani.
Richie Valens. That's the original La Bamba. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. My wife and I, on one of our road trips, stopped in Clear Lake, Iowa, to go to the Surf Ballroom where Richie Valens and Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper had their final concert before their demise in a plane crash. And then we overheard people talking to go to 115th and Gull, which was a rural road. Went down there, and then I walked about a quarter mile in, and that's where the memorial is for the plane crash that went down with Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly, and of course the pilot from the plane too. So yeah, if you ever go out to Clear Lake, Iowa, they have a stainless steel record thing set up there for like a memorial, and it's really interesting to go see. And you got to walk through. Hopefully it's not raining because it was muddy when I went through that farmer's field. He lets people go through it, of course. All right. Stores started to put out Christmas displays. A survey asked people when they start planning for Thanksgiving. The forgotten holiday. I love Thanksgiving. My favorite. They say about 4 weeks seems to be the consensus. So, yes, it's too early to start planning for Thanksgiving now, but not Christmas. Start your planning. Coming up a little after the news at 8:35, we're going to talk to Dick Graceffa, talk about the Friday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week tonight at WRJN. And then at about 8:50 this morning, Mike Clements is going to tell us about the weekend in sports. It's all straight ahead right now. Here's Dion DiMucci from Dion of the Belmonts, Abraham, Martin, and John.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here?
Game of the Week coming up in just a few moments here at WRJN. Right now, it's exactly 8:30. Let's check our local news. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft says its first data center will go online early next year. Racine County will be home to what the company calls the most powerful supercomputer in the world. The news from yesterday was that the tech company is spending $7 billion in Racine County. That's about doubling what was previously planned. Over the next year and a half, the project will shift from construction to preparing for around 400 permanent jobs.
Kenosha's old Max Deli is being refreshed with something from Racine. Yogi's Puddin' will be opening in the 52nd Street location formerly occupied by the deli. There's a ribbon cutting on Friday, October 3rd. The dessert shop is a new offering for Kenosha. They have been operating on Washington Avenue in Racine. Racine is a busy place this weekend with two big events. Tonight is the last Island Park Beer Garden of the season that has live music, food, and local beer. Tomorrow, Party on the Pavement brings thousands downtown for live music, games, food, and entertainment. That runs from noon to 7. That is a free festival now in its 22nd year and will span 12 blocks downtown. Main Street and several side streets will be closed for the festival. From star-spangled banners to star-studded movies, Racine native Lamani Segura is hitting the big screen as she joins the cast of Camp Rock 3. That's the latest movie in a popular Disney Channel series. Filming began this week in Vancouver, with the 16-year-old Segura taking on a big role in a movie starring the Jonas Brothers. Last month, Segura released an album through the Def Jam record label. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to wrap up the work week with partly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms becoming likely as the night goes on, especially after midnight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
I don't know trees. That's embarrassing.
Our house is the one with the big maple in the front yard. You can't miss it.
I can miss it.
I'm gonna miss it. Here's the trees I know. Christmas. That's it. That's the only one. That one's gotta have lights on it for me to get it. Just give me your address. That would be a better system. That's why they have that system. Like, don't tell me about architecture. That's not going to help either. It's the colonial house. Well, it better have a guy with a triangle hat and a musket marching back and forth. It's the stucco house. Stucco? What is stucco? Sounds like a clown that can't get out of stuff. You're like, oh, no. Don't go in there, stucco. You're too big. You're not going to fit, stucco. You wear size 76 shoes, Stocko.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Dick Graceffa joining us right now. We're going to talk high school sports. We got the high school football game of the week. And tonight it's going to be a Racine school playing, correct?
It'll be Racine Lutheran versus the Cudahy Packers.
Now, I passed Racine Lutheran a lot on the way home. And they got rid of their football field a few years ago when they built the new gymnasium. So they don't play at the high school. They play at Pritchard Park now, you say, right?
Right. They play at either Pritchard Park or Horlick Field, but Pritchard Park is considered their home field.
Now, for people that don't know, where is Pritchard Park?
Pritchard Park is right off of Highway 11, very close to the Target store. In fact, right across the street from the Target store on Highway 11.
You know what's also there? A lot of people don't know this. There's a marker there, but you don't see it from the road. You have to go in. Back in the 1800s, that was a pauper's graveyard. And they buried bodies there with no markers. They just put them in the dirt, and that was it. Sometimes big mass graves. And that's a cemetery right there. So you can never build anything on it because the bodies are in there. And, yeah, it's right next to Pritchard. It's right there, Pritchard Park. So if
I did not know that.
Yeah, right next to Target. If you park at Target or just go nearby, you'll walk over there and you can actually see the marker. Oh, it mentions it was a pauper's grave grave cemetery there. A lot of people don't know that because he doesn't have headstones like you would normally see. All right, enough with that stuff. Let's talk about the game of the week. Looking good? Exciting?
Well, you got two teams. You got the Packers from Cudahy and the Crusaders, our first look at Racine Lutheran. Both come into the ball game undefeated in conference. So once again this week, we have two teams playing to stay, to keep a share of first place with a win tonight. So I'm favoring the Lutheran Crusaders in this one. I think they have a much more balanced offense than the Packers. In fact, it's interesting, we're going to see tonight, the Packers use a platoon system at quarterback. They interchange their two quarterbacks on every single play. So I have not seen that ever in all the years I've covered high school football where that's done.
So Cudahy actually named their team the Packers, huh?
They are the only high school team in Wisconsin that has the nickname of the Packers. The only other Packers team is the pro NFL team.
I would venture to say in the world, they're the only high school team. Yeah. You don't have to say the state. And right. The entire universe, they're the only Packers. That's interesting because you say Packers and people are like, oh, Green Bay's playing this week. So that game is tonight. The pregame is now 6:40, and kickoff at 7 o'clock on WRJN. And don't forget, it's presented in part by Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. You can find the complete season schedule online at WRJN.com. And also tonight, just so you know, you can stream the game at dgsports.mixlr.com. DG Sports. D as in, oh, that's you. B as in Dick, G as in Josefa. I know. Sports at mixlr.com. You can stream it there so your grandma in Plover, or I don't know, she's out in North Dakota somewhere, she can hear the game. If you're in town here, WRJN, you can hear the game at pregame 6:40 tonight. Now let's talk about my wife's alma mater. They're hot as a pistol, Union Grove.
Union Grove is still undefeated overall and in conference. So we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We're in week 5, by the way, Don. We're over halfway through the regular season now. So if Union Grove goes into week 9 undefeated, we'll flex our schedule and have the Lake Geneva Badger game at Union Grove, and that would be for the title, because I'm anticipating both are probably going to go into that game undefeated in conference. So kudos to the Broncos for the good season they have going.
Now, is all that construction affecting the football field at all at Union Grove? I know it's a ton of construction at Union Grove High School. Does it affect the football field at all?
Not the football field, but parking is a nightmare. If you don't get there early enough, the construction has limited parking. So a lot of people have to park right on the main, on Main Street, right on the main drag. And blocks down and then come to see the game. So it's a nightmare right now that way.
I was covering a game up in Baraboo with John Weiser. I think it was Baraboo with John Weiser, your predecessor. And yes, we had our station van up there, and I would have had to park a long way away. We had equipment, and I said, no, we have to park close by for the broadcast. They let me put the van on the football field. Right by where the players were sitting. I actually brought the van on the football field. I didn't want to bring it that close. And I'll bring it over here. I didn't need, you know, I just didn't want to park 3 blocks away because I just, you know, schlepped the equipment over. I feel like doing that. But anyway. All right, one quick review here. Tonight we've got Cudahy Packers at Racine Lutheran at Pritchard Park. Pregame, 6:40. Kickoff, 7 o'clock here on WRJ and Dick Graceffa. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you next Friday and be safe tonight, all right?
Okay, thanks, Don. Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Dick Graceffa doing our high school sports for us right here on WRJN.
We come on this loop, John B. John Deere.
100 pounds of clay. And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. Because I know what's missing.
Gene McDaniel's 100 Pounds of Clay. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. 1 in 8 people claim they have never cried happy tears before. 8% of women, 17% of men say it's never happened. Have I cried tears of happiness? I can't tell you how many times. I'm a big crybaby. I once asked the guy, one of the concerts I emceed during the summer for the Racine Concert Band, one of their artists was there, and I said, I cried when I saw Les Miserables on Broadway. He sang a song from Les Miserables. I said, I cried like a little girl. He says, I cried too, but I cried like a man. I said, okay, that's good. Hey, don't forget, it's our next multi-state text to win contest starting Monday on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold. Win daily cash and jewelry prizes. Go for the grand prize, too, of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. Now, you have to download the Civic Media app to play. Millions and billions of people have done it. It's free. Just download it from WRJN.com and listen for the keywords starting Monday, 7 o'clock, right here with me on WRJN.
I get a relaxation on the night time, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time.
On the night
time, I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty, but nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
Forget the day. A day of
uptight time.
Baby,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
On the nighttime.
It's a time to brew.
Save me.
thank the Lord for the nighttime.
For the nighttime.
To forget the day.
Forget the day.
Give up a tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. 848, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Mike Clemens coming up with us in just a moment here. The Morning Show on WRJN, brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
When you or your loved one has a life-limiting illness, you need the best care and support you can find. Hospice Alliance is chosen by more families in Southeast Wisconsin than any other. Hospice Alliance is your compassionate community, not-for-profit hospice provider dedicated for caring for people with a life-limiting illness and empowering those who support them.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Mike Clemens joining us now. You know, Mike, we actually have the Packers on tonight on WRJN. Did you know that?
No.
The Cudahy Packers take on Racine Lutheran.
Oh.
It's the only team in the universe, other than the Green Bay Packers, that's called the Packers. I didn't know that until about 20 minutes ago.
But the name probably goes way, way back, right?
Yeah, well, the Cudahy Packers. So they said, with Packers are playing tonight. And I said, what? Okay. Speaking of the Packers, the first road game of the season coming up. Let's talk about that.
They are in Cleveland on Sunday, noon, and we'll have that on WRJN. Yesterday we were at practice. You know, they let us in at the start of practice, and we get to see them warm up, some drills. We sort of take attendance. They throw the ball around a little bit, and then they start doing 11-on-11. You know, they're now going to run some of the plays they're going to run in this game against the Browns on Sunday, and then they kick us out. Okay, go away now. and we'll let you know when practice is over, because this is all the top secret stuff. They put this big, huge black tarp around the practice field so you can't look over. Like, there's that new convention center. They don't want, like, some janitor, you know, working for the Browns or the Vikings or somebody telling them what's going on. I suppose if a kid going by with a toy drone, you know, he could take video of it. So then we get a little text, and then they say, okay, we're wrapping up. So we go and stand outside. They open the doors, and we go in the locker room. We talk to the players for an hour. And I was talking to Isaiah McDuffie, linebacker on the Packers defense, about this new kid that the Browns have, a tight end named Harold Fannin Jr. out of Bowling Green, who set an NFL record opening weekend. He caught more passes than any tight end ever did in their NFL debut from their quarterback, Joe Flacco. I said, this kid could be like a Tucker Kraft, right? The Packers tight end, and he didn't even blink. Yeah, and he told me all about this player. So then the locker room is closed, they kick us out, and then they send us an email with the injury report, and there's Tucker Kraft on the injury report. Like, you know, they had to haul him away in the middle of practice with a knee injury. Like, oh, my God, you know, because this is one of their best players right now. And later the NFL Network reported, like, well, okay, they think it's just a tweak, you know, it's not season-ending, it's serious, and your next chance to find out what's going on is this morning. We'll be talking to Matt LaFleur about 11 a.m. before their final practice, is just how bad Tucker Kraft got hurt yesterday.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's talk about the Wisconsin Badgers hosting Maryland. That's coming up this Saturday, tomorrow.
Yep, Badgers, you know, they got blown out by Alabama last week, and kind of as expected. And early in the week, there's a lot of people raising questions like, well, where is this program going? And it's kind of true. Badgers don't really have an identity yet. You know, what really is going to – where's Luke Fickell taking this team? Of course, he came in at a really weird time in college football with the NIL and the transfer portal and, you know, players being paid and everything. So they just haven't figured that part out yet either. But they take on the Maryland Terrapins, who are 3-0, and this is both their first Big Ten games. And this is where the real season starts then for Luke Fickell. I mean, how many Big Ten games can he win? Can he get the Badgers back into a bowl game this year? So tomorrow's the first test, 11 a.m. from Camp Randall Stadium up in Madison.
Now let's talk about the Brewers.
They won last night 5-2 at American Family Field to complete a three-game sweep of the Angels. Angels have now lost 7 in a row. And so then tonight, last night they got on a plane. They'll be in St. Louis tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, will be on the mound against Sonny Gray for St. Louis. The Brewers are now on, I think it's 94 games, so they're two away from tying the franchise record for most wins in the season, and their magic number is 4 to clinch the division. So, you know, if they can get all those things, if they can win their division, have the best record, you know, in the National League or in baseball, then that helps with you know, the schedule when it comes to the postseason. But they had this last Saturday night, and I know you sent me a text. Last Saturday night, they won an exciting game in extra innings, 9-8. And then after the game, Pat Murphy comes into the auditorium. But we had to wait for a while because they had at least clinched a spot somewhere in the playoffs with that victory. So when he finally comes in, you know, about halfway through the press conference, somebody said, well, you know, you're all dry. I mean, you guys weren't, like, pouring champagne or anything. He said, no, we had a little tribute. He said, we shot video of it, right? In terms of PR, they go, yeah, we'll release that. Well, you know, everybody else was at home. I stay up, right, till 1 or 2 in the morning, and then this thing comes out, and they've dimmed the lights. It's a video, and Pat Murphy says, boys, you probably played this. Boys, I've got a little letter here from Bob Uecker. And it's like, well, what? What is this? And Mark Antanasio hands it to him, and he reads it, and it sounds just like Uecker. Hey, boys, howdy. This is Uke. I'm up in heaven on the baseball team here, and It's an absolute dream, you know. No day games after night games. They got this, they got that. He says, albeit I'm the third catcher, and everybody laughs. And then at one point, Murphy says a couple of things like, well, this couldn't be, because he's talking about their road wins and some of the records they set this year. So, but it looked like it was a letter from Uecker, maybe generic, you know, in case they go to the playoffs. Hey, have them read this. And then, you know, Pat Murphy just thrown in a couple of numbers there, ad-libbing it. And they identified it as is that Pat Murphy read a letter from Bob Uecker to the team after the win. Like, oh, wow. Well, the thing got a million views. I mean, it went viral. They lost the next day. Nobody asked about this video. And everyone's and then people start arguing on Twitter about, was this real or not, or how could it be? And and then, you know, the one theory was, like, well, the owner's involved. He's handing the letter. Maybe Uecker wrote it to the owner to say, if these guys get to the playoffs, have you, you know, have Murph read this note, you know, to the guys to inspire them. Wish I could have been there. And finally, about 5 o'clock Monday, after 2 days, Murphy had to come out and clarify, okay, I wrote the letter. You know, it was just a little joke. You know, everybody knows, you know, that how much you would have loved to have been here. So
so I sent you a note that said Lettergate.
Well, it's just, you know, it's like they've been so solemn about the passing of Uecker. They had a 2-hour tribute, you know, and they brought in Bob Costas and all these other dignitaries. It seemed like a weird time to write a prank letter.
Yeah, it just went a little south on him. He just,
I don't know if all the players knew it was a joke at the time, the way he was reading it.
Well, I want you to stay safe up there in Green Bay. You take care of yourself, sir. And because you're an important asset to this company, and we want you to be safe, all right? And we'll
head to Cleveland. I don't know if I'll make it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've never been there, but, yeah, we'll have reports for you Monday morning after the Panthers and Browns game Sunday.
Check out the Zombies. They're in the Green Bay. They're in the Green Bay. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And Chubby Checker's getting inducted finally. So that'll be good.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You stay safe, my friend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Don.
Okay. Mike Clemens, our sports guru here at Civic Media and WRJN. You have yourself a nice, safe, and prosperous weekend. Party on the pavements tomorrow from noon to 7 o'clock downtown Racine. Enjoy it. I will catch you Monday morning, 6 a.m. once again. Dan Marcus, he's coming up next.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. TikTok diplomacy is underway. State media in Beijing report a phone call between President Trump and China's Xi Jinping has begun. The goal? To save the app here in the U.S. CBS's Linda Kenyon's in Washington.
The framework of a deal was announced this week by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and the talks between President Trump and President Xi are expected to firm that up.
The kind of money we're talking about is very substantial, and it'll be owned by all American investors.
The deal, says Trump, would remove China's ownership.